Hello and praise the Lord. It's another wonderful opportunity that God has given us to share in our daily inspiration, a moment to encourage and inspire one another with the Word of God. The Word of God is still food, and man does not live on bread alone, but on the Word that proceeds from the mouth of God. And we continue exploring our annual theme. This is our year of overflow. God is going to cause His grace to overflow in our lives. He's not just going to give us what we need. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above what we can imagine or think about. Yesterday we saw David's confession that God is good in preparing a table for us in the presence of our enemies. And as if that is not enough, He anoints our head with oil and He makes our cup to overflow. And I know, my brother and my sister, you may feel yourself surrounded. There's so many needs that surround us. There's so many challenges that are surrounding us. High taxation in our nation. Talk about inflation. Talk about dollar rates, you know, because of global issues that keeps on affecting our exchange rates and all that. There's so many enemies. Look at escalating food prices. Look at fuel costs. But you know something? Maybe David looked at all the things that were surrounding him. They appeared like enemies, but he was able to say, God prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. He anoints my head with oil. My cup overflows. And that is what I want us to trust God for in the year 2024. Negativities around us notwithstanding. The challenges of the economy notwithstanding. The poverty king of the day notwithstanding. Global economies and global politics notwithstanding. God will still prepare a table for His children in the presence of their enemies. You know, that is a parallel of the word that I read in the book of Isaiah, that even in a sun-scorched land, God will supply bread for His children. And that is what I want to encourage you, that don't just trust God that you'll get by, that you will hustle, that you will struggle, that you're going to make it. I want you to trust God that this year you'll go shoulder high. That this year you're going to win, you're abound. I want you to trust God that you'll overflow in grace, in favor, and you'll see God supply overwhelmingly in your life. Today I want us to reflect on the words that Paul used when he was speaking to the Ephesians. Maybe the Ephesians were used to relating with the people who would just meet what they required. You meet with someone, give me 1,000. May they beat it. They can give you 1,000 or give you 500 or 200. Oh, I'm almost being auctioned because of land. I need 20,000. The much somebody can give you is 5,000. And Paul wanted to remind the Ephesians about the nature of God. He's not a God you ask for a 500 and He gives you 20. He's a God who is able to give you 1,000,000. And these are the words that Paul used in the book of Ephesians, chapter 3 and verse 20. Now to Him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to His power that is at work within us. To Him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Paul is lifting the minds of the Ephesians from human limitations to God's unlimited supply, to God's unlimited overflow. Paul is reminding them that God is not a God of survival. He is a God of abounding grace. He is a God who causes grace to abound in the life of His children. For long we have set our standard too low. God is asking us whether we can upgrade in 2024. Whether we can trust Him for something far better. Whether we can trust Him for more instead of just trusting Him for less. Because the one who can supply the crumb, surely He can supply the whole loaf. My brother, my sister, I want us to combine faith together, even as we seek God and even as we pray concerning this year, that we shall see God's overflow. God's overflow in our families. God's overflow in our ministries. God's overflow in our businesses. God's overflow in our finances. In the academic prowess of our children, we shall see God's overflow in all facets of our lives and in all areas where we are trusting to see God's signature. Paul said he is able to do immeasurably more than we ask. I know there are some needs we cannot verbalize, we cannot imagine, because we're not able to express them. Paul is saying he is able to do more than we ask or imagine, according to the power that works within us. That power is within us. That potential is within us. It's not out there. He is able to do because he has deposited that potential and that ability in the lives of his children. Let us pray together. Father, in Jesus' name, we are grateful for the encouragement, the inspiration, and the hope that we drew from your word, that we don't have to limit you. You're a God who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above what we can imagine or think about. And I pray for my brother and my sister in whatever area they are trusting you for, that God will remind them that you're a God who is able to do exceedingly abundantly more than they can ask or imagine. Where they have limited you, help them to remove the limitations and to trust you to abound and to trust you to surpass their limitations. Thank you for speaking to us, and thank you for the encouragement. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you so much. I'm so grateful that you joined me for this inspiration. Thank you for being a blessing. And thank you for encouraging me with those positive comments and even sharing this message to be a blessing to someone else out there. May God's grace abound in your life, and may you see God doing over and above your expectations in 2024. God bless you. Have yourself a beautiful day, and thank you so much.